Here we're going to do in the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1578. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 24th day of year, Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I received your letter. And in the letter, you ask in your son, is you're asking for your son, an advice about the shidduch, a match that he's being proposed, and he isn't sure if the parents of the girl will able to help him out with larger sums. I guess he was looking for some support. So, I guess maybe for the wedding, maybe for later on. So, the Rebbe says, my opinion about this is, since you're right that she has greatness, she has milus, she has good, which fitting for your son, and that's the main thing by a shidduch. About the livelihood, about parnosa, so Hashem will help them. And probably, in the beginning, probably the parents of both sides will help. Especially that you write that the parents of the girl have a business, they have a fabric, they have a production. And you write that you are worried about somebody upset of you about Rabbi so-and-so, doesn't say the name, that they had suggested their daughter for your son, may he live. And maybe they're upset about because he didn't accept that proposal. So the Rebbe says, that's something very difficult for me to respond. I don't know the details about it. But on how far that shidduch has been sort of developed, how far it went. If your son has not met her and he had not promised her anything, then you don't have to think about it. But if your son did sort of promise her, then you need to ask forgiveness from her. For sure, Rabbi said, you'll write me more details about this. When I will be on the resting place in the Tzion for my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles, I will mention you, your wife, and your son, may you live, each one of you, to everything that you need, and I wish you a happy Yom Tov Shavuos. And on a side note, and a P.S., for sure you are careful to say Tehillim every day, and to study the portion of the Chumash. And your wife gives tzedakah for Rab Meir Balanes every time before lighting the candles before Shabbos and Yom Tov, as I have already written to you in the earlier letters.